This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had...
Well, hello, America. It's Bill Martinez Live. It's the top of the hour. Yes, the music of Don McLean and American Pie. The day the music died. And, guys, this is the day we stop and pause about what happened on that fateful day. And, you know, that Don McLean wrote about much of the music, he says, is interpretive and left up for interpretation by each individual. Even you know, the concept of American Pie. You know, some people thought that was the name of the plane that Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper had died in. But, you know, according to research in that... wasn't specifically, you know, named American Pie.
Yeah, you know, this is a story that hits close to home with me. I know both my parents were actually on their way to see that concert, the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens up there in Fargo, North Dakota at the time. They were living up in that area. And at the time, they the news didn't announce what had happened to the actual flight itself. They just said that, you know, bad weather prevented them from showing up. But went to the concert, and actually Bobby V played, and that was kind of his breakthrough. And then the next day, then they found out that the plane had crashed, and everybody on board had perished.
Yeah, an incredible, you know, the way the scenario set up. I mean, Buddy Holly had set up quite an aggressive tour. I think it was like 24 Midwestern cities in as many days. And they were doing it all on bus. And here we are, you know, in January. And you guys know better than I do in terms of the weather, being a West Coast boy like Ritchie Valens. I mean, you know, we didn't know about this kind of weather, and it was tough. And they're on a bus that was, you know, ill-fitted for the tour. The guys were getting sick. There was the flu spreading throughout the bus. I mean, it was a mess. And these guys had it. And, in fact, Buddy Holly was no longer playing with the Crickets, as you'll recall. I mean, you know, he had Waylon Jennings on bass and Tommy Alsop on guitar and Carl Bunch on drums. And, you know, Carl had gotten so bad and dehydrated from the flu and everything that he was in the hospital. So the guys were, you know, trading jobs of, you know, who was going to drum for each other and that. But, you know, and then also you had Dion from Dion and the Belmonts.
Oh,
Was right. also there. And so there it was. And with a coin toss, you know, Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper end up on the plane with Buddy Holly. And, you know, and there it is.
The rest is history, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. And quite an incredible deal. The pilot, he wasn't instrument rated. And was part of the summary of the plane and called it spatial disorientation, according to the final determination from the FAA. So that's what happened. And you know, the charge, you know, the ticket fee for that chartered plane, that was I found quite interesting too. It was only $36. We say $36 today, but of course, you know, it's a couple hundred bucks. You know, almost $300, 10 times that. And that's why Dion didn't go. Dion was going to go, and he said he thought about it. He goes, gosh, that's as much as I pay for my parents' rent, you know, for where they live, and that seems rather indulgent. Crazy. So you know, not going to do that, but. You know, there it is, you know, and to think, and I forgot about Waylon Jennings potentially being on that plane, and they kind of were jesting back and forth, because when they were departing, you know, Buddy Holly was teasing Waylon, you know, because he's not going on the plane. He goes, well, I hope that bus freeze is over, and Jennings kind of quipped back, well, he says, well, I hope your plane crashes. Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
And so he lives with that, you know, he lived with that forever, you know, that here it was, though he was kidding. I mean, to make that kind of, you know, that kind of comment. And here it is. In Iowa, the plane goes down, and it becomes the day the music died. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's just about 4 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Waylon Allen Root is with us, an American politician, entrepreneur, television, and radio personality. He is also the best-selling author of many books, including his latest, The Power of Relentless. Wayne Allen Root is always an honor to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, Iowa caucus, not a real big surprise there as far as Donald Trump is concerned. We anticipated because of the evangelical turnout, not necessarily his crowd, but maybe didn't quite do as well as we thought. We thought he'd maybe be 2 points or so, but almost 4 points behind, but still manageable, though.
Oh, very manageable. Listen, I always said he'd have problems. Listen, I'll tell you about a personal story that happened to me that gave me the impetus, or I should say the insight, as to why I've always been worried about Iowa, okay? Mm-hmm. So 15 years ago, I don't know if you know this, I speak all over the world about business. About business success. And I am who I am. You know, I am an aggressive, action-oriented, high-energy New Yorker. Remind you of anybody? And so I speak all over the world, and I even use a term for it. I call it New York attitude.
Right.
I always tell people, you don't have to be a New Yorker to have New York attitude. And you don't have to adopt everything about a New Yorker's attitude. Just a few things that work in business.
Exactly.
And I give these speeches all over the world, get standing ovations all over the world. People love them. And they love it and appreciate the advice I give them. I've had one bomb in my entire career, and guess where the bomb was? Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
And I bombed. I mean, I literally, the audience hated me. I could see it in their eyes. And when it was over, I said to the event organizer, this was 15 years ago, I said, could you send me the comment cards where they write what they think of the speakers? Make a copy and send them to me because, you know, you want to know why you bombed and maybe you can correct it for the future.
Exactly.
So he sends me the cards a week later. I open up the envelope. When I tell you, Bill, that every card had the same general comment on it, which was, God, I hate fast-talking New Yorkers. And I thought to myself, you know, I can't change who I am. There's a prejudice there. There's a bias, and it's wrong. It's like saying I hate you because you're black. No matter what you say, I won't like you because you're black or you're Jewish or you're Hispanic or whatever. Well, that's wrong. Well, you know what? I happen to be a really nice guy who starts my day with prayer, loves my wife, loves my kids, but I am a fast-talking New Yorker who's very aggressive and very high-energy and very action-oriented. That's not bad. I don't hurt anybody. So anyway, my point is Iowa didn't like that, and that's okay. I don't hate Iowa, but Iowa certainly didn't seem to like me. And I sat there going, you know, coming up in the next couple weeks, it's Iowa. And Donald Trump is me on steroids. And so how are they going to react to him when he's far deeper into that New York attitude than I am?
Exactly.
So I never believed he'd do well in Iowa. But now let's move on from Iowa.
Right.
I think Donald Trump can be summed up with the three working class construction workers that were in my house in the last week. And one was a plumber, one was an electrician, the other was an overall handyman. All three are Las Vegas, you know, I live in Las Vegas. All three were Las Vegas-based union members. And they always vote Democrat, and all three love Trump and say that he's got their vote. Right. You know, we had this conversation because they saw a thing of Trump on my wall, and they start, oh, my gosh, you know Trump? Oh, my gosh, picture of you and Trump, I love him. Right. And I just wanted to know, why does a Democrat union guy love Trump? They all think that America's going downhill. There are going to be no more high-paying union jobs, and Donald Trump can solve that.
Exactly.
There's no other Republican that can get union voters. Ted Cruz, I love Ted. But he's a Barry Goldwater, and he'll go down to a Goldwater landslide defeat. Whereas Donald Trump is an open the tent to working class Americans that we in the Republican Party have never had before, except for Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And that's why I think he has many Reagan-like qualities and appeals to the average American.
Well, case in point, Wayne, look at how many people came out for the Iowa caucus. It was a record-breaking number. Now, you're going to tell me that's because he didn't show up for the last debate or Megyn Kelly or whatever. You know as well as I do, it's because of Donald Trump.
Well, it's you know, I think it's all because of Trump, but I think some of them came out to love him and some came out to hate him. It was all because of Trump. If they all came out because they loved him, he would have won. So, that you know, it's kind of ties back to my experience. I think a lot of them came out to stop Donald Trump, but Iowa isn't representative of America. I've studied it. First of all, it's a caucus. The average person doesn't even know what that means. It's such a, you have to show up in a certain two-hour period late at night, you know, 7 at night to 9 at night, and if you don't come at that hour, you don't get to vote. It's not like early voting. You have a month to vote for an election anytime in the next 30 days. So you have to be the most committed, passionate people. And in Iowa, it happens to be only the most ultra-conservative, ultra-religious, evangelical Christian people who believe you're the best president because you can quote scripture. Well, that's not Donald Trump. And I know he tried to be that, but we all know he was a fish out of water. That's not Donald Trump. He doesn't read the Bible daily. And I say that as a Jew turned evangelical Christian who does wake up and read the Bible daily. But I don't want that in my president. I want a capitalist who can save the American economy. I don't care if you can quote scripture or not. That's for a pastor. Someone's got to divide this stuff and really give a good speech to the Christian people. Kind of reminds me when General Patton was once talking with a pastor before World War II, during World War II, and the pastor in America said something to him about, you know, you got to be nice to your enemies. And Patton's response was, and that's why we should leave Jesus to you and let me go murder all the Nazis. You know, that was literally his answer.
Yeah.
You need a son of a bee to go attack Nazis, and in this case, terrorists and all the bad people of the world, and save the economy, and that's the job for an SOB, and then you need a nice guy to be a pastor. Don't confuse the two. Even though I believe in pastors, and I believe in religion, and I specifically am an evangelical Christian, that has nothing to do with your elected political leader.
Right. Well, you have to use the right tool for the right job. That's what my dad used to say. And when you have leaders, it needs to be the right leader. I mean, clearly in America right now, for the last 7 years, we've had a round peg and a square hole in the Oval Office. It's the wrong man for the job, for what's needed. We needed a wartime president, and we got just the opposite. And how do you like me now?
Yeah, and there was something out today that was just amazing, proving the economy's in shambles. So do I need a pastor who can quote scripture to solve the economy, or do I need a capitalist businessman who's created millions of jobs? There's a thing at one of my favorite websites, I'll give him a little free advertisement, Zero Hedge is a business website, and there's an article about the retail apocalypse and the fact that all over America at this moment, there are store closings, there are empty shelves, there's horrible retail sales. Here's the proofs, you know, nobody's making this up. Walmart closing 269 stores, Kmart closing 24 stores, JCPenney shutting 47 stores, Macy's shutting 36 stores, The Gap closing 175 stores, Finish Line closing 150 stores, and Sears has shut down 600 stores in the past year. Folks, this is a retail apocalypse,
and
the shelves are getting empty at the stores that are open because they can't afford to pay for a lot of inventory. This is scary stuff, and a liberal can't solve it. They caused it. And a conservative who understands politics but has never created a job is not the perfect guy for the job, even though I'll take him. I'll take Ted Cruz, of course. I'll take Marco Rubio over any liberal like Bernie Sanders, ultra-socialist, or Hillary Clinton. But the reality is Donald Trump's the only guy up there who's a real, honest-to-God businessman who understands how you create jobs and how you turn around a failing business and how you save capitalism and also how you negotiate good deals, trade deals. That's why I like Donald Trump.
Wayne, hold on to that. We got to go to break. Wayne Allen Root is with us. We've got more from Wayne right after this. Stay with us, America.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range tents to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk?
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Conversation continues with the one and only Wayne Allen Root. You can go to his website, rootforamerica.com, best-selling author. His latest book, The Power of Relentless. Wayne, we were talking about our economic retail condition here in the United States, the closing of retail operations, the stores we're talking about. And what concerns me, and I know it does you as well, being a businessman, is that in this over-regulated market in which we live in, how do you replace the jobs that are going to be lost with all these retail closings? Because the small mom-and-pop shops aren't going to be able to recover these jobs that we're losing.
Well, I mean, you could only replace them if you get a new president who understands mm-hmm. capitalism. And I'm a Donald Trump fan, but I mean a Ted Cruz or a Marco Rubio or a Ben Carson or even a Jeb Bush, who I don't necessarily like, but they'd all be a huge improvement over what we've got now. You just can't do it with big taxes, big spending, big entitlements, nationalized health care. None of it will ever allow a recovery. You know, here's what I keep trying to explain to people. I've written whole chapters on this in my last four books. Every one of them has a chapter that basically explains why America is the greatest nation in world history. What is it that people think makes America great, Bill? I don't understand. We share the same border with Mexico. Same air, same land, same Pacific Ocean. And we share the same border with Canada. Same air, same land, same Pacific Ocean on one side, Atlantic on the other. Why is America the greatest nation in world history? Can anyone debate that outside of a few extreme radical Democrats like Obama who hates America? Can anyone really debate that we've accomplished more for the world than any country that ever existed, and we've brought up the most wealthy people and the most middle-class people, and we've won World War II and saved the world from Hitler, and the list goes on and on. We invented the internet. We're in the middle of everything. America's the greatest. Why? If we share the same water and air as Mexico, why aren't they great? Why isn't Canada great? Nice people, but name something great Canada's ever done in world history compared to America. And the answer is, I think, economic freedom. America's got the most capitalist economic freedom that allows you to come here from another country basically with bare feet and not a penny in your pocket, and somehow everyone believes the American dream and the streets are paved with gold, and that's not mysterious. It's because of economic freedom, and they're able to move mobility-wise from poor to middle class and middle class to rich, and I did it. My grandparents came here with nothing, a Russian Jew and a German Jew with not one cent in their pocket. One died in the poor ward, by the way, of a Brooklyn hospital, so he didn't make it in America. The other one wound up owning his own butcher store, and then my father was basically lower middle class his whole life, and now I live in a multi-million-dollar mansion in Las Vegas. So it takes a while, but you have a chance to move into a different place in this country because of freedom. Now, if you tax me too much or regulate me too much, I can't do it. And all my businesses are struggling now, Bill, because the taxes are too damn high. To paraphrase that idiot in New York City that runs for mayor, the rent's too damn high. Exactly. Well, the taxes are too damn high, and the regulations are even worse. They're so bad, it doesn't pay to start a business anymore. It doesn't pay for any of my friends who own restaurants to run their business anymore. And it doesn't pay that. The real reason it doesn't pay is no one could keep up with all the regulations Obama passes. So we're all violating the law every hour of every day. We could all be arrested at any minute or wind up spending $200,000 in legal fees to keep from going to prison for violating something we didn't even know existed.
Exactly.
There's no way to run a business anymore. Mm-hmm. So you're never going to create jobs with this democratic liberal way of thinking. You can only save this country with a capitalist economic freedom system, which is what we've had all these years. If you change us to Mexico, then we're going to have the same result as Mexico. If you change us to Cuba or Venezuela, we'll have the same results. Change us to the Soviet Union, same results, folks. You don't want to live in a socialist society. Your kids are destined to a lifetime of misery.
We're still the number one economy in the world at $19 trillion, Wayne. And I'm telling you, we are on the verge of an explosion if we just allow the human potential that's been lying dormant and crying to be expressed. If we take off the shackles of government regulation, that $19 trillion in debt that Obama has got us to, I think evaporates pretty quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In the history of the world, it's always been debt that's destroyed every single empire, not even countries, empires, the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, the German Empire, you know, the Weimar Republic was destroyed by debt. In the end, if you owe a lot of money, you're in big trouble, and we owe $19 trillion, and no sooner that someone like me says it, and an average liberal just... their eyes glaze over. They don't care. It means nothing to them. The CBC comes out, the Congressional Budget Office, excuse me, CBO, comes out and announces last week it's $19 trillion today, but it's going to be $30 trillion by 2026.
That's scary.
$30 trillion. Folks, we need to get the 19 down to 10 to even imagine we'll survive. But if it goes to 30, that's the end of America. Our bubble implodes and our kids are done. And that's why I'm fighting every day and I'm giving up money every interview I do. Like this one, Bill, I'm not getting paid. So I'm doing this just to try and wake people up and save it for my kids. What else can
exactly.
I say? I've got a 7-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old son, and those are my two youngest kids, and they're not going to have a future if I don't fight all day long and sacrifice.
Exactly, and I'm right alongside with you, Wayne, on that, because, you know, the future is for our grandkids, our kids and our grandkids, and it's disgusting what we've allowed this country to come to, but we have an opportunity. We can fight back. We can take this country back, and you and I have talked about this time and again. It's going to be a grassroots level, bottom up, not top down. There has to be a second American Revolution, whereas we take our country back and we're serious about seeing it through. Because, you know, the thing that's scary to me with all that lies ahead on the horizon, what we see happening with government regulation, the way the government and Democrats and progressives, you know, Hillary Clinton cracks me up. You know, she goes, well, you know, what's the difference between a socialist and a Democrat? And she goes, well, I'm a progressive, and that means we get things done. Where have you gotten anything done?
Well, they've got bad things done, but I mean, look.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what positive? What has furthered, you know, the ideals of, you know, as you've been outlining, the values and the freedoms of America? What have progressives, what has the Democratic Party done for that movement?
And there's so many things you could do, and I've written them in all my books. You know, it's not like I'm a nasty, mean conservative who wants to throw women and children in the street and throw them off welfare. You know, I'm a really fair guy. I've always said, if you need welfare in this country, you're going to get it. I would never stop you. If I could wave a wand and I was president tomorrow, I wouldn't kick one person off welfare. But I'll tell you what I would do. I would say it's the most incredible conflict of interest bill I've ever seen to allow a person collecting a government check to vote. Mm-hmm. You have every right to vote, and you have every right to collect welfare, but you don't have a right to do both. That's like me being on the board of directors of American Express while I vote to lower the interest rate for all American Express cardholders. It's a conflict of interest. You're always going to vote for the guy who promises you the most welfare and promises to keep the checks coming. You,
exactly,
as a person who are collecting a check, don't have a right to vote on the future of welfare checks. So what you would do is you'd stop voting, and the minute you get off welfare, you're back to a right to vote.
Exactly.
I think, like England, we should adopt a law that says every family gets a maximum amount of total entitlement checks. So in England, I think the most any family could get is like $40,000. In America, there's like 200 different welfare checks you could get. When you total them together, there are people making the equivalent of $100,000 a year. You can't allow that. Then why would any middle-class family ever actually get up in the morning and go to work? And of course, we should also drug test every person who collects an entitlement check and make sure no one thinks entitlement to me means Social Security, because you earned that and you paid into it. Totally different. But
right,
welfare, food stamps, aid to dependent children, you can use that money if you need it. I'm not going to stop you, but you can't use it to buy drugs. So
right,
you need to be drug tested. Those,
exactly,
are three simple ways to bring down the size of the welfare state eventually.
Yeah, you start incentivizing the right behavior, which is better for them. I mean, look at all the dreams. I think of it in terms of the dreams that are being squashed and disincentivized and defranchised as a result of, you know, well-meaning, you know, socialized thinking people. I mean, we're destroying America. We're destroying the very heart and soul of this country. What do you make of Bernie Sanders coming so close to Hillary Clinton?
Well, you know, listen, I've argued, I wrote a commentary just today that is up at the Blaze, Glenn Beck's website, and it says Iowa did not affect a thing regarding Donald Trump. Nothing has changed for Trump. It didn't hurt him in any way, shape, or form. Wait until you see what he does in the next few primaries. It's fine. But it destroyed Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
I mean, here's a woman who was Secretary of State, United States Senator, First Lady, arguably the most famous female politician in world history, and she couldn't really beat a socialist from Vermont that no one's ever heard of named Bernie?
Wayne Allen Roots has been our guest, American politician, entrepreneur, TV and radio personality, author of the book The Power of Relentless. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-813-8067. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-813-8067. That's 1-800-813-8067. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-813-8067.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping.
Hello, mercy, I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can you love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Martinez live.
It's all about you, America. Why not, huh? Hey, this is your kind of radio show, coming to you in over 270 markets across these United States, including shortwave around the world as well. As always, good to have you joining in and chiming in on your thought. This is a politically incorrect kind of place. We still believe in political correctness. I guess that makes us politically incorrect. Because I still maintain, if we're going to have the conversation, we got to be able to, have the conversation. You got to want to communicate. And it's been a while since we've been open and allowed to have some needed conversation. And look what's happening. I mean, at first it's a little indelicate because we haven't gotten used to people speaking their minds. But hey, look what they went through in Iowa. They spoke their minds very clearly, and and we ought to be encouraged by that, because we're going to arrive at the resolution that we need to. It's going to be a balanced opportunity, and where both sides are well represented, we work out these details, whether it has to do with Obamacare, which, I know a lot of people are, think, okay, when they hear repeal Obamacare, you're just not going to, let's just get down to the nitty gritty. It's much like immigration. You're not going to ship out, 11 million plus people just overnight just because, there has to be due process. That's the way, that's the American way. And Obamacare, we can be thankful to say, okay, did we need a national health care system? I think we've been kind of kicking that around for quite a while, and President Obama brought it to the front and said, okay, fine, we're going to do it without Republicans. It's all going to be Democrats. But again, case in point is, this is what happens when you do things like this, and it's just a one-sided affair. I mean, you know, I spent most of my life in California. California is it's a Democratic state, totally. And look at the mess that it is in. And somehow they think, you know, they're doing great. But, you know, the empirical evidence is so solid against them that it speaks for itself. But meanwhile, you know, they just keep on giving things away. It's much the socialist kind of mindset. You know, if people are angry or uptight or whatever, you just take the other people's money and, you know, take their taxes and you direct it over there and quiet them down for as long as you can quiet them down until you run out of money. Like what's happening in Saudi Arabia with the price of oil falling down so dramatically. They still have much money. I mean, they're saying, look, we can't sustain this if oil stays cheap and we're not able to generate revenues based on the barrel of oil being close to at least $70 a barrel. Forget about $100 a barrel, but even at $70 a barrel, and right now we're under 30, we start running out of money. And they're in a little bit of panic. And so what happens there with the kingdom in Saudi Arabia and with the leadership? You know, they can't keep everybody quiet. Right now they can keep everybody appeased because there's enough money in the coffers and the treasury to keep them quiet. And, you know, here it is. America, we're following the same suit. You know, that's the idea. Well, we know it's non-sustainable, as Wayne Allen Root was saying earlier. $19 trillion. I mean, and that's really that number. Again, it's typical government ease. You know, kind of what Chris Christie was saying. You almost need a translator, you know, from what Washington, D.C. is telling us and what reality is all about. Just like, you know, when they tell us unemployment is at 5%. Really? Come on. We all know better than that. We all know it's much higher than that because you look around, and especially when you break it down demographically. And this is why I don't understand why, you know, let's just say blacks and calling blacks out, why blacks or even Hispanics would want to support a party that has done more damage and has cost them more jobs. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I mean, it's just at every turn, all under this carrot and illusion that someday they're going to get theirs. Or maybe they're getting a little bit of theirs right now, and so somehow they feel justified. But, you know, if they can't see that they're running out of money, that there's no way that this can be sustainable. Because guess what happens? You know, with every election cycle, they make new promises. And with new promises, you know, some of that money has to be redirected. So it's not coming to you in droves anymore. So then they say, okay, we're going to raise the minimum wage to $15. Well, how do you afford the minimum wage when the very businesses that you're going to say, look, I need you to raise the minimum wage to $15, and they go, but you just cost me $30 an hour in, you know, in regulation. I'm using, you know, just general numbers here, not specifics here, but you understand where I'm coming from. As my mother would say, you may not understand the way I write it, but you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, let's not be silly about it. We're just trying to further the conversation and get you to understand what's happening in our world and the concept here. You know, the Democrats are going in and they're laying businesses with all these regulations, and then they say, hey, we want a $15 minimum wage. Well, where's that money going to come from? I mean, is America going to want to pay, you know, 10 bucks for a hamburger? I don't think so, you know, and at every turn they just keep on saying, well, you guys will figure it out. Oh, really? That's the way that's, well, we're supposed to figure it out. Well, once again, it's figured out on the backs of we the people. I mean, how much frustration can we deal here with? And this is why, you know, Trump is resonating. And even though at times he's indelicate and, you know, as Bruce Kaufman said yesterday, scares him because of the language and crudeness at times of one Donald Trump. And I understand. I mean, that is the sentiment of many Americans. It's not like Donald Trump has 100%, but he has a growing number as evidence of what happened in Iowa. And, you know, though he was 4 points behind, still number two. Guy's number two. This guy's not a career politician. Comes basically out of nowhere, has the big name and, you know, solid background and business background and all that. We understand. But, you know, think about it. You know, he gets number two. So he is connecting with much America. On top of that, I still maintain, I mean, 180,000 people participated in Iowa. That's the highest number they've ever had. I mean, blew the numbers right out the door there. And that's incredible. And who else is responsible? And we said this early on, we've said this for months, that Donald Trump was doing the very thing the Republican Party's been saying for years they wanted to do, and that was, hey, let's broaden the tent. Let's spread the tent pegs, as they say, and let's get more people involved. Well, he's doing that. And it is causing brain damage to the establishment. They don't know what to do, you know. And if you notice, some of the establishment is now starting to coddle up to Donald Trump and going, okay, you know, this guy might get it. And we don't want to be totally out in the cold here. So they're trying to, you know, cozy up to him a little bit. But it's all a curious process, you know, to say the least. Not to mention, you know, as, you know, some of the people start falling by the wayside and we start, you know, winnowing out the options there in the GOP. It's interesting to see where some of these candidates end up. You know, are they doing it for their calculated political futures? Of course they are. You know, thinking, okay, well, I need to back Trump up, or I need to back Cruz up. Although, no doubt about it, you talk about the establishment having brain damage. They're really going crazy with Ted Cruz. You know, Ted Cruz has been holding, you know, to his ideology. Has he made some mistakes and some missteps? Certainly. It's the nature. Can you imagine, you know, being in politics? And some say, well, yeah, I can imagine. That's why I imagine myself as far away from politics as possible, because to live under that scrutiny, every word. I mean, Marco Rubio talks about immigration. He's trying to come to a solution. And, you know, of course, everybody's being chided. Hey, let's make something happen. Let's do something. And he works with a gang of eight in the hopes of trying to come to some sort of reason. And it is following him like a bad shadow. And even though he said, look, here's what I was trying to accomplish, and it sounds reasonable, people want to still pin that tail on his donkey and say, no, you said this is what you were going to do. Like anything, you know, when you have these kind of discussions, it is a process, and you talk about it, and you come to a reasonable conclusion. So I think he's unfairly being marked there. But the other thing, too, I just got confirmed, we're going to be talking with Ted Cruz's dad on Friday. Rafael Cruz is going to be with us. So we've got a lot coming your way, and I'm glad you could join us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 minutes before the top of the hour.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. I told you, just made it through. I traveled from Florida, went through four states, hit Memphis. You know you're getting close to Elvis Presley territory.
Yeah, I know. It's
Elvis is all over the place.
Find Elvis tour.
Well, hey, they told me 10% of America says he's still alive, man. I'm checking. And like I told you, somebody reported this morning they saw him on a piece of toast, hey.
Those are Bernie Sanders supporters.
You think so? I don't know, but hey, speaking of Bernie Sanders, I liked your article about the campaign ads going negative in Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, and this drives me nuts because, I mean, first of all, thank God we're not in Iowa or New Hampshire because you get all these ads carpet bombing, television and radio. I imagine you just want to just go take a bath afterwards, You just can't wait
till
it's
over.
Well, yeah,
I mean, I was on a big station appearing in Iowa, in Des Moines. And it, when I was on hold, there were no commercials other than political commercials. I mean, they've gotten to the point where the airwaves are all politics all the time.
Yeah.
And the subject of my article is about negative attack ads because there are ads running both in Iowa and New Hampshire, but primarily in Iowa, focusing on, of course, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and surprisingly, John Kasich, and they're all, 90% of them are so-called negative ads.
The thing is, James, you can tell you and I don't matter because there's no negative ads on us.
That's right.
But I mean, we're inconsequential is all the deal. Go ahead.
The dynamic is really amazing on this, the final hours till the caucus. I mean, you have Jeb Bush attacking Rubio. Ted Cruz has shifted all of his advertising away from Trump and is attacking Rubio. And I believe it's because, they saw Rubio's numbers rising, both camps. I mean, Bush has been attacking Rubio for a long time. He's got that weather vane ad that's been on nationally depicting Rubio as this constantly shifting weather vane. He spent millions on that. Trump actually has spent the most money of anyone in Iowa, and his closest competitor is Rubio. So Trump has spent a million more than Rubio. Rubio's roughly at 2.4 million on the last measurement when I wrote this, and Trump's at 3.4 million. That gives you an idea of how committed he is to this contest. And, of course, Trump has been running negative ads against Cruz. Right. So there's just this flurry of negative ads. And the ones against Kasich, by the way, his super PAC filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission over what the press and they call a dark money group, which is an entity that was formed primarily to get money into the campaign from the Koch brothers, who are targeting Kasich. It's really fascinating to look at this, but the dynamic between Rubio and Cruz is really interesting. The Rubio people believe that a Trump victory in Iowa is good for them. And here's why. Because they think that if Trump wins in earnest any electoral contest, because he's never done that before, the anxiety within the GOP establishment will force all the donors to come to Rubio, because they're confident that Rubio will finish at least third.
Right.
And he'll be the strongest establishment candidate. But if Cruz were to be the winner, then he might gain momentum that would carry over to the other states and pull support away from Rubio. So it's the dynamic is weird. But when we talk about these negative ads, Bill, you know this. Every election cycle, we see pundits and experts and members of the press wringing their hands. This negativity, there's too much negativity in the political spectrum. These negative ads are bad, bad, bad. And there's examples of negative ads that are really, you know, hilariously bad.
Mm.
But generally, ironically, if you look at the content, negative ads have more substance than positive ones.
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because when the candidate tries to sell themselves, they are very general. They're not specific. They're telling stories. They're talking about promises. But the negative ads zero in on specifics.
Exactly.
There are negative ads out there from PACs about Hillary Clinton, talking about Benghazi, talking about the foundation scandal, talking about her husband. Those are specific things that the voters need to know about.
Right.
And so I would argue that this hand-wringing over negative ads, there should be more hand-wringing over empty positive ads. With
exactly.
Lots of American flags and imagery and music and really saying nothing.
Exactly. Well, and that's what the voters are wising up to, and they have all along. Instinctively, they know. Look, James, you and I have been in this business a long time, and it's about the message. If you have the right message, it will sell, it'll connect. And that's what these candidates are lacking, and it's kind of easy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, as a musician, you turn it up and you get some distortion going, and you can hide a lot of mistakes. So the negativity,
yeah,
to me, can...
For sure.
Can hide some stuff, you know. It kind of gets them off of you, as opposed to you doing the hard enough work and the planning to execute a message that's going to connect with the voting people.
But the old adage is, the reason negative ads always appear and they always predominate is because they work. And nothing has shown it more than the last few days where Trump went, you know, totally negative on Cruz. And guess what? Cruz's numbers fell.
Yes.
And so it's real, you know, it works. I mean, Trump, he had this campaign, but everyone that's attacking Cruz is focusing on the fact that Cruz offered an amendment to the so-called Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill that would have facilitated this path to legalization. Cruz did that. And what he ought to do is just explain it, and in the most simplest terms, and not try to back away from it. But Trump found footage of Cruz, or his people did, in an interview on Fox News with Bret Baier, and it's footage that doesn't show Cruz in the best light, let's say.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they jumped on that, and they're using that footage and have a press release to go with it, and they're making enough inroads to show the final poll numbers of the most respected polling firms are showing Trump ahead, in some cases greater than the margin of error. But But the question for Trump is going to be, you know, does all of this dynamic, people showing up at rallies, people, you know, answering polls, does that mean they'll caucus? And that's why he's been out making speeches saying, go out and caucus, you know, just directly, caucus right, for us, you know, because he knows he doesn't have the kind of organization that others do in terms of, you know, knocking on doors and pulling people over to the caucus.
Well, you've been there before and understand what the ground game is all about there in Iowa, you're going to miss out. I mean, you know, because there are specifics that you have to do in order to win the caucuses because it's so unique.
Well, he has good professional political strategists, and I'm sure he knows that, but exactly right. He hasn't been through this process before, and, you know, but it's interesting. It's similar to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, which now all the experts are saying are neck and neck in Iowa. It's too close to call, which is unbelievable considering that Hillary just in the past few weeks, when she came out of that debate, that first Democratic debate, she regained her inevitability, but she's not inevitable right now. So it's really, and Iowa has a history of surprises. And
right.
So we really, nobody knows what we're going to wake up to tomorrow. But
exactly. Well, but you know, speaking of these contrasting ads, I don't know, did you happen to catch Colbert and the deal he did on Trump?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What a hoot.
I saw the replay.
Is that hysterical?
On the Internet. Well, Colbert's, you know, it was just made for him to do that.
It was perfect.
To have Trump.
I mean, right in his wheelhouse, and it was hysterical.
Yeah, it was funny, and no question about it. The Cruz campaign, Cruz supporters are, you know, posting that like crazy. Because they feel like it's going to hurt Donald Trump. But the problem is all of the attacks on Trump, most of them, I should say, not all of them, but most of them focus on whether he's a bona fide conservative or not. Mm-hmm. His supporters could care less whether he's a bona fide, whatever that is, because what they're voting for with Trump is a guy who has gotten things done in his life and says he'll get things done as a president to make America great. That is a message that's a populist message, so easy to understand, and that's why he's pulling so many Democrats and minorities in comparison with the other candidates. Now, he has high unfavorable numbers as well, and we'll have to see if he can turn those around in future campaigns.
They could find a birth certificate of Donald Trump born in Indonesia, and people could care less. You know,
well,
I'm just saying.
Certain court supporters, they say, well, you know, we already had that. So
but I got to be careful. I put something out there like that. Next thing you know, somebody's tweeting, we found a Donald Trump birth certificate. He was born in Indonesia or something. And come on,
we're going to find out his real name was Elvis.
And we're just kidding. We're just kidding.
That was Bill Clinton. Whose real name was Elvis.
Well, we're all out of time. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor. James, as always, good to have you with us. Have a great day.
All right, you too now.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.